Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 15 and verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Stay in this love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, abide means to live in, to stay in, to dwell in. And he wants us to stay in the manifest love of God to us. When you please God, he manifests himself to you. In fact, just hold your place there, back up. It might be a page, might not be that much in your Bible. 14:21. John 14:21 says, he that has my commandments and keeps them, notice what it goes on to say, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will what? Manifest myself to him. Now this is what makes it worth getting up in the morning. When God manifests himself to you, we know he's here by faith, but we want him to manifest himself. Amen? To us. What will cause him to do that? Us loving him. Us loving him will cause us to do what he says. Amen? And that will cause him to manifest his love to us and on us. I mean, the love of God is what people are looking for in all kind of improper relationships, in all kind of habits and vices. They're looking for something that makes them feel high, makes them feel free, makes them feel loved. People do it with money. People do it with overspending. People do it with trying to climb the corporate ladder, trying to find something that makes me feel important, gives me a sense of value, gives me a sense of purpose. But none of that can fill the void. Do you know what each and every human being that's ever lived on the planet, what is in the core of your being, what you want? You want the love of your Creator. Amen. That's what you want. That's what you need. We need it like we need oxygen. Amen. And when you have that strong enough in you, when you know that he's in you and you're in him and he loves you and you love him and he's pleased with you and he's manifesting himself to you, then you are free from insecurity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're free from trying to impress everybody. You're free from pulling on everybody that you need this and you need that and you got to have this support and that support. I'm telling you, when your soul is anchored in him and you know that you're loved of him, then if other people give you love or not, you can still be okay. Amen? You're secure in him. You know, I've heard single people sometimes talk about that they're looking for that person to fulfill them, to that they're not a whole person until they find that special person. Well, that's wrong thinking. I said that's wrong thinking because you cripple a relationship right off the bat. Because you're thinking, I've got to have you and you've got to have me. And listen to me, I love you, I need you is not the God kind of love. It is a form of self-love. When you say, I love you, I need you, I've got to have you, I need you, that's not loving them. It's loving what they do for you. Did you hear me? God loved us while we were doing nothing for Him. Right? He loved us when we were at enmity with Him, where we were by nature enemies, when we, you know, were against Him. He loved us and did for us before we ever had a chance to do for Him. I love you, I need you is self-love. The God kind of love is, I love you whether you like me or not. Right? I love you if you do nothing for me. I love you if you irritate me. Huh? I still want to bless you. I want to do something that would help you, even if you do nothing for me. Right? That's the God kind of love. And no other religion, no other group has this love. You can only find this in God. God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep reading, please. He said in the 14:21, he says, I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Back to the 15th chapter, chapter 15, verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Stay in this love. Live in this love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Now, let's stop right here. We just got through reading this in 14:21. How do we know if anybody loves God? Huh? Simple. People don't like it this simple, but it is this simple. They do what He tells them to do. If you don't obey God, then you don't love God. People don't like it like that. But this is the way it is. You know, as our modern psychologist and psychotherapist, especially secular, wouldn't agree with this. They'd say this is performance-based love. You know, that you're supposed to, well, I love you, you know, I may not do what you tell me to do, but that don't mean I don't love you. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. God says, if you love me, you will do what I tell you. If you don't do what I tell you, you don't love me. Now, if that's not clear to you, read these three chapters here. Actually, read 13, 14, 15, 16 of John and read 1 John real carefully. You'll see this come up repeatedly. I don't mean once or twice. It comes up repeatedly. In so many words, he says, if you love me, you'll do what I say. You'll keep my commandments. In other words, you'll do what I say. If you don't do what I say, then it's just talk. You don't really love me. So our love for God is revealed in our direct obedience to what He tells us in His Word and what He tells us by His Spirit. And what is the great reward for loving Him enough to obey Him? He will manifest Himself to us. And He is love. Amen? So He's manifesting His love to us. We live in the environment of love. We wake up in the love of the Master. Amen. We go through our day in the manifest love, knowing He's pleased with us. I remember some years ago I was coming from another country where we had ministered and had some good meetings, had some great healings, and a lot of people answer salvation calls. And it had been tiring and I was looking forward to getting back home and looking out the window of the airplane. And I just began to sense the pleasure of God. This is what we're talking about. Just to sense His presence and His peace. But it's hard to explain. But you've experienced it if you walk with God and endeavored to please Him. Just a deep sense of satisfaction. And the Lord said to me, He said, thank you for going. Thank you I said, well, thank you for using me. He said, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. He said, I'd like to use a lot of people, but they're too busy. What does that mean? Well, let's analyze that in another way. What does that mean? It means they love their self more than they love him, because they've got to do what they want to do. And it's deception, because life is short and so much of this stuff just doesn't matter. Huh? I mean, in a 100 years from now, who's going to care about some of that stuff that people are so preoccupied? 1,000 years from now, who's going to know or want to know that we spent all day, you know, doing something, if it had no effect at all on the kingdom of God? Our time is precious down here, isn't it? You and I are not here for long. Our life is like a vapor. It appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. And the scripture says that because Jesus laid down his life for us, we ought to what? Lay down our life for the brethren, for each other. Right? How do we do that? When we hear that, does it make us sad? Laying down your life. That sounds like you're losing something. Right? It sounds like you don't get to have fun. But tell me, what's the key to this real love of God? What's a key identifier in it?
Joy.
Joy. So if we're thinking that way and we're feeling that way, we're already going down the wrong path. Notice what he said, verse 11. John 15:11, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. I need to read that again. Read it with verse 10. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And these things I've spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you. When you think of love, when you think of laying down your life, when you think of sacrificing that others may benefit, should it make you sad?
No.
What's going to be the result?
Joy.
Joy. Joy. Amen.
Amen.
That his joy might be in us. The joy of the divine, and that our joy might be full. Full joy. Full joy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me